This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong protesters stayed around damaged Hong Kong's Polytechnic University on Monday after clashes with police overnight. The campus was a flurry of uncertainty and activity Monday morning. Some protesters discussed trying to leave, while others reinforced barricades and carried boxes of petrol bombs to positions across the complex. Earlier in the day, Hong Kong police trapped hundreds of protesters inside a major university, and demonstrators rampaged through a tourist district after almost two straight days of standoffs that have raised fears of a bloody slowdown and shutdown. Defiant protesters inside the university faced off against police with water cannon and armored vehicles. Now, despite increasingly violent protests, Hong Kongers are set to vote in local elections this week. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
District Council helps determine the makeup of Hong Kong's legislature, and even helps determine who becomes chief executive. But there are questions about fairness. Student leader Joshua Wong was barred from running. Authorities say he broke the law by promoting self-determination. That also happened to Edward Yu in 2016. He won an election, but was disqualified after he added a line about democratic and other reforms to his oath of office. Still, he says voting is important.
Even though it may not be the solution to all problems, it would have a very important platform to let the government official realizing that the public have opinion, right, that you have to listen.
At a recent rally, many protesters said they plan to vote, but questioned whether the election will lead to change. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Iran's supreme leader backed Sunday a government decision to increase fuel prices, which sparked deadly protests over the weekend. This is VOA News. At least one protester has been killed and more than 30 others wounded Sunday amid renewed clashes on a key bridge in Baghdad. The protesters now have control of three bridges across the Tigris River toward the heavily fortified Green Zone, which is the seat of Iraq's government. Security forces have used live ammunition, tear gas, and stun grenades against mostly unarmed demonstrators, killing more than 320 people and wounding thousands more. Iraqi security forces have come under heavy criticism for their use of deadly force. U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle reacted Sunday, after the first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings in Washington, D.C., VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Sunday, Republican Chris Stewart said withholding aid to Ukraine made sense at the time.
And we had a new president in Ukraine. We knew nothing about him. He came out of nowhere. We didn't know if he was a good guy or bad guy. We didn't know if he was going to support U.S. interests. It was perfectly appropriate to say we should investigate him.
Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney says the president withheld aid for different reasons.
That the president of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe, and that is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
The White House released a transcript Friday of an earlier phone call between President Trump and then newly elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying the readout of that call debunks accusations of bribery. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
And President Trump took to Twitter to, in his own way, defend former Vice President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The president has used some harsh words for the former vice president and now Democratic presidential candidate, but North Korea is calling Joe Biden a rabid dog who must be beaten to death with a stick. In a tweet aimed at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Trump says Biden may be sleepy and very slow, but he's not a rabid dog, and is actually somewhat better than that. Still, Trump adds he is the only one who can get Kim where he has to be and is urging the North Korean to act quickly, get the deal done. The tweet concludes with a hint of another meeting, saying, see you soon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Lebanon slipped deeper into a political crisis Sunday as politicians struggled to form a government. Tens of thousands of Lebanese took to the streets in cities and towns across the country to demand a complete overhaul of the political class. Protesters have accused political leaders of corruption, and they're demanding social and economic reforms, as well as adequate basic services. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.